It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We are continuing a series on who is the Holy Spirit. The goal of this teaching is to understand who the Holy Spirit is, his existence, and how to walk with him. The Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost is the third person in the Godhead. He is eternal, always existing, and is the agent by which God may execute his divine plan. The Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost is the same word in the literal Greek, the word pneuma, which means to breathe. These words, Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, are interchangeable in Scripture. This is the teaching on who is the Holy Spirit, part 3, point number 4G. The Holy Spirit is our adoption agent. The Holy Spirit seals us unto the day of redemption. The Holy Spirit is our engagement ring, if you will, and confirms ownership that we belong to Him. In the days of old, before individuals were married, they were betrothed or they were engaged. Individuals would give an earnest pledge in order to confirm that they will be married. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14 reads, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. That word earnest in the Scriptures means a pledge. It means engagement ring in the literal Greek. The Holy Spirit is our erebon in the Greek. It is our engagement ring. For example, as spoken before we were to be married in the days of old, we would become engaged. We would give an earnest pledge. We would give an amount that shows that we are in earnest about getting married, and we're not going to leave that individual standing alone at the altar. This same concept is written in the Scriptures as the Holy Spirit is our engagement ring, giving an earnest pledge that God will not leave us at the altar, but will raise us up from the dead to be with Him forever. Scripture confirms this in Romans chapter 8, verse number 11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or make alive our mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Once again, the Holy Spirit in the Greek, the word earnest. The Holy Spirit is our erebon in the Greek. It is our engagement ring. It is a confirmation that not only will God not leave us at the altar, but He is engaged to us. He plans on marrying us in the marriage supper of the Lamb to be with him forever, but he is also having an engagement ring as an earnest pledge that he will raise us up from the dead, just like he rose up Christ from the dead, to be with him forever. Scripture teaches, let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. Ye believe in God, believe also in Jesus. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there ye may be also. The Holy Spirit, the Arabon, the engagement ring, the earnest pledge to confirm that Jesus Christ will not leave us at the altar, but will come and receive us up to himself to marry him and be with him forever. Scripture teaches that we have been adopted into the family of Christ. We are now sons and daughters of the Most High God through Jesus Christ. Scripture teaches in the book of Romans that we can cry, Abba, Father. This is a term of endearment. It means Papa. It speaks of closeness. It speaks of relationship. Father is a title. Papa speaks of intimacy, closeness. Mother is a title. Mama speaks of intimacy and closeness. We can approach the Lord as we would approach a loving parent in loving trust and seeking the Lord for all of our needs. We have a relationship through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been baptized into the body of believers according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we are now sons and daughters of the Most High God. Jesus proclaimed that there are sheep and there are goats. There are wheats and there are tares. There are those on the left and those on the right. There are unbelievers and there are believers. Not everyone is a child of God. All humans are of the human race, but Jesus Christ said, ye must be born again, born from above, and born into the family of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ proclaimed, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? Jesus Christ proclaimed, if you love me, keep my commandments. Scripture teaches in the book of 2 Timothy, if any man name the name of Christ, let him depart from iniquity. Those that are not in the family of God are living a life according to the works of the flesh and a life that's contrary to the will of God. Individuals who are in the family of God are trusting in Jesus Christ and producing fruit, living a life of salt and light, and evident that they are trusting in the Lord. Scripture teaches in 1 Peter chapter 2, ye are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Scripture teaches, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. We have been adopted into the family of God through Jesus Christ. Point 4H. The Holy Spirit guides our steps into truth. John chapter 16, verses 13 through 14 reads, Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He will glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. The Scriptures teach on the Holy Spirit, not the unholy Spirit. If individuals are being led by the Spirit, then they will live a life that's holy and righteous. Scripture teaches, he leadeth me down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. If we are being led by the Spirit, then we are being led into truth and righteousness. And as a result, our life will produce truth and righteousness. It will glorify God and uplift the name of Jesus Christ. Individuals that walk in the Spirit will produce the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, which is self-control. Individuals that are walking in the Spirit and producing the fruit of the Spirit are showing a lifestyle that they love the Lord. Their fruit is evident of such, and their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Individuals who do not have the Holy Spirit are not destined to make it into heaven because they are living a life based on the appetites and dictates of the flesh. Scripture teaches in Jude verse 19, these be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, not only can individuals not discern the things of God, but individuals will not produce fruit that's evident of a change in a believer's life. Individuals will be carnal without the Holy Spirit. They will be sensual without the Holy Spirit. They will walk in the dictates and appetites of the flesh. They will produce what Galatians calls the works of the flesh. Individuals are living a life that shows that they do not love the Lord, but are producing a life that is not holy and righteous, but instead which is carnal and sensual. The Holy Spirit is not only necessary to discern the things of God, but the Holy Spirit shows believers have a certain lifestyle and unbelievers have a certain lifestyle. Believers that are led by the Spirit of God are producing the fruit of the Spirit, which shows that they love the Lord as evident by their fruit. For Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Individuals that do not have the Holy Spirit, unbelievers, are living a life that shows they do not love the Lord and are not going to heaven, as evidenced by their sensuality, their carnality, and the workings of the flesh. Point number 5, how to walk with the Holy Spirit. Point 5A. First, accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Individuals cannot begin to walk with the Holy Spirit until they are baptized into the body of Christ through salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, John chapter 3, Jesus says, ye must be born again. This is not joining a church per se. This is not joining a club per se. This is not joining a local fellowship per se. This entrance is not something we can join in. We must be born into it. This is a supernatural merge between spirit and spirit, our spirit and the Holy Spirit, that quickens us and makes us alive to God and dead to sin. This salvation comes as individuals admit that they are lost and without hope. This salvation comes as they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that God raised him from the dead. This salvation comes as they call upon the Lord into his heart for salvation. As individuals are born again, then they will be given a measure of the Holy Spirit. They will be sealed unto the day of redemption, and they will be adopted into the family of God. They will become sons and daughters of the Most High God and given everlasting life through Jesus Christ. Their names will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They will be forgiven and washed and cleansed. And now individuals can begin a life of fellowship and communion with the Lord and the Holy Spirit. Point 5b. After accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we must recognize his voice. How do we begin to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit? We begin to be immersed in God's Word. God's Word is God's will. Jesus Christ said, "My words are spirit and my words are life." The Holy Spirit will always guide us in concert with the will of God, which is the Word of God, the Scriptures, the Bible. 66 books, 27 in the Old Testament and 39 in the New Testament. The Scriptures spoken of as complete. The Scriptures spoken of as without error and contradiction. The Scriptures spoken of as inspired by the Holy Spirit and not of anyone's own private interpretation. The Scriptures written by the finger of God and given to us that we may know God's will for our life. The Holy Spirit will always lead us down a parallel path that's confirmed by the Scriptures, by the Word of God. We can begin to recognize his voice by lining up what we hear in our spirit to the Scriptures. If what we hear in our spirit lines up with the Scriptures, it will begin to glorify God, produce fruit, and we will know that it is the Holy Spirit's voice, the will of God. Point 5c. After recognizing his voice, we begin to learn how to yield to the voice. We begin to learn how to submit. We begin to learn how to yield the right of way to the Holy Spirit. We as individuals are free moral agents as created beings. We have a choice. We can go to the right. We can go to the left. When the Holy Spirit convicts our hearts and tells us to go to the right, then we yield the right way. We yield our will instead of going to the left, and we yield and go to the right. We yield the right of way. We submit in love and in trusting that the Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us into the perfect will of God. And we begin to follow the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit. Point 5D. We obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. So after we yield the right of way in loving response, in trusting response, we obey the voice of the Holy Spirit, knowing that we are obeying the scriptures, which are confirming and lining up the voice that we're hearing within our heart. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 6 states that faith worketh by love. So this trusting faith that we have in the Lord as we obey the voice of the Holy Spirit, we are trusting out of a loving motive or a loving heart. This is not blind faith. This is loving faith as we know within our heart of hearts that we are obeying the Holy Spirit as confirmed by Scripture, and we're trusting the Lord with our life, with our past, present, and future, and following a path that's being led by the Holy Spirit. Obeying the Holy Spirit is a loving response in trust and love, knowing that God is leading us and guiding us by the Holy Spirit into His perfect will. Following the Holy Spirit is often not popular. Following the Holy Spirit is often controversial as the world turns towards darkness and popularity. Those believers in the Lord Jesus Christ turn towards what is right and holy in the Lord's sight. Point 5E, never grieve the Holy Spirit. As individuals begin to harden their heart or begin to reject the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit can begin to pull away from close and intimate fellowship. For example, if the Holy Spirit is convicting us to forgive 70 times 7 or to turn the other cheek at a persecutor, and we refuse to forgive or refuse to pray for our enemies, the Holy Spirit will begin to pull away fellowship and intimacy, and the voice will become more distant as the Holy Spirit is grieved by the hardness of our heart. If we want to stay intimate and close with the Holy Spirit, then we are to walk in love, walk in obedience, trusting that the Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us into all truth. The scriptures teach that we walk by faith and not by sight. Scriptures teach in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, quench not the Spirit. Point 5F, look upon the Holy Spirit as a person with a personal ministry. Throughout the book of Acts, throughout the book of Revelation, we see the working of the Holy Spirit personally in the life of Paul and in the life of John. Individuals acknowledged that the Holy Spirit sent them, spoke to them, led them, and guided them. They were very cognizant and very aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit. There was a relationship that was taking place. With this kind of mindset, we are more apt to be personal and close and responsive to the Holy Spirit, as if there's a third person of the Trinity right there alongside of us that's impossible to ignore. We look upon the Holy Spirit not as a force, not as another manifestation of God, not as a lesser part of the Trinity. We look upon the Holy Spirit as God the Holy Spirit and acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit working in our life, and are very aware that it's right there in our hearts leading us and guiding us into all truth 24 hours a day. Point 5G, rejoice in fellowship. Jesus taught in John chapter 10, verse number 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and thou hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. Jesus Christ here is teaching that the deep things of God were not given to the wise and prudent of this world, but were given to simple babes, believers, who by the Spirit were able to receive the things of God. Jesus rejoiced in spirit. We are to rejoice in sweet fellowship, knowing that we're not alone, knowing that we have a comforter, knowing that we have the Holy Spirit alongside of us, inside of us, the power of God, the holiness and righteousness being fulfilled in our life. Scripture teaches that the kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We can rejoice in fellowship, knowing that we are in the will of God, knowing that we have the victory in God, knowing that if God be for us, who can be against us? Rejoicing in fellowship, in the presence of the Lord, in the beauty of holiness, singing psalms unto Him, praising His name, and rising above our circumstances as eagles soar above the earth. The Holy Spirit is the means by which the believer is quickened or made alive through their salvation experience. The believer receives a measure of the Spirit and begins a life of learning how to please God through loving obedience and walking and yielding in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit should not be feared, grieved, nor disregarded or taken lightly, because having the Holy Spirit is mandatory to be saved and to continue successfully on our love walk to stay saved. This is the teaching on who is the Holy Spirit, part 3. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His loving kindness, I invite you to pray this prayer with me. This prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. O God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.